I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, July 14th. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. Chances are you have some type of insurance. Most people in the U.S. have health insurance. If you own a car, car insurance. Maybe you have home or renter's insurance. Well, now there's a new type of coverage, cyber protection. These policies are made to help cover costs associated with being the victim of cyberbullying. Online bullying is a problem for many of us, particularly young people. So how do these policies promise to help? And what can they really do? On today's episode, our family and tech columnist Julie Jargon joins us to discuss. That's after these headlines. Google was fined $593 million by France's Competition Authority, which said the search giant violated orders to negotiate paid deals with news publishers. Last year, France ordered Google to negotiate with publishers for the right to show snippets of their content in its search results. This came after complaints that the tech giant was sidestepping new European Union copyright law. Since then, Google's made deals with some French publishers to pay for content, but not others. The head of France's Competition Authority said the large fine took into account the exceptional seriousness of the allegations. A spokesperson for Google said the company was disappointed in the decision and that it had acted in good faith. Streaming services are likely to be among the big winners this award season. The fierce competition for new content has led to critical acclaim for many streaming shows, and now peer recognition in the form of Emmy nominations. Disney Plus Star Wars series The Mandalorian and the Netflix drama The Crown tied for the most Emmy nominations on Tuesday, receiving 24 each. Another Disney Plus show, WandaVision, received 23 nods. Streaming services also dominated in categories like comedy, where they received 7 out of the 8 nominations. And in an effort to revitalize short-haul flights and reduce carbon emissions, United Airlines and one of its regional partners, Mesa Air Group, are betting on electric planes. The airlines agreed to each buy 100 planes from Swedish firm Heart Aerospace. They're also investing in the company. The new aircraft haven't been built or tested yet and will need to meet the airline specifications. All right, coming up, have you or a loved one been the victim of cyberbullying? Well, some insurance companies say you may be entitled to compensation. We'll get into the details after the break.
I'm Alex Ewell, host of The Readback from Barron's. It's been an extraordinary year for stock markets, particularly for companies going public. IPOs soared, and they show no sign of slowing down. But the boom didn't come out of the blue, and there was plenty of pain on the road to IPO success. So how do you put a price on innovation? This season on The Readback, we'll find out. We're winding back the clock on a decade of IPOs, from Moderna and Facebook to Uber and Airbnb. The Readback is available wherever you get podcasts.
We're all spending more of our lives online. The pandemic has certainly shown us that. And as more of our interactions move from physical spaces like schools and offices to cyberspaces like social media and gaming platforms, the risk of encountering bullies in these places has increased too. Falling prey to bad actors online can have all sorts of consequences. But now insurance companies have a new pitch. If you're the victim of cyberbullying, you may be entitled to compensation. Yes, that's right. Cyberbullying insurance. Joining us to discuss how it works and who might need it is our family and tech columnist, Julie Jargon. Hi, Julie. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So explain this to me. This is insurance for people who think they might be the victim of cyberbullying?
That's right. Cyberbullying insurance is aimed at people who have been victims of cyberbullying. It can be offered broadly to families, so it could include adults who have experienced bullying, but also children and teenagers who have been bullied online and who can show that they have incurred damages as a result of being bullied. This is intended to help victims recover costs associated with cyberbullying. So if they've incurred any type of legal fees, if they need mental health services, if they need to pay for tutoring to cover any school that was missed, or even relocation costs if the bullying at school became so bad that they had to move to a new school.
Right, but bullying also tends to be, you know, a social and emotional experience, not a very good one. What can insurance companies do to help in this situation?
One of the costs that could be incurred as a result of being cyberbullied is the, you know, psychological treatment. It's a, you know, can be a very emotionally damaging problem, especially for teenagers and young people. And so if therapy is required, that is something that can be covered by these policies. Sometimes bullying can result in someone being wrongfully disciplined at school. So for example, let's say a student's Instagram account has been hacked or taken over by someone who got a hold of their password. And, you know, offensive posts were made that appear to have come from that student. That can lead to some sort of disciplinary action, either being kicked off a sports team, suspended from school. In the case of an adult, it could result in wrongful job termination and lost wages, even false arrest, depending on the situation. You know, they're deep fakes, meaning photos or videos that appear to include someone showing them, you know, doing some sort of criminal activity, drug use, or what have you, that get out on the internet. And then the onus is on the victim to prove that they are not the ones who actually were in that video, or they are not the ones who posted those offensive posts on a social media account. And there can be some financial losses associated with trying to sort of reclaim their reputation. You might find that someone has to hire an attorney, or they might have to hire a digital forensics specialist to prove that that wasn't their account or that their account was hacked. And so that can be costly to do.
Right. You know, I think a lot of people, though, hear new insurance product out there and we think, well, that's just the insurance company trying to sell me something new. Do we know how much success these companies have had at selling these types of policies and if it's likely to become something bigger?
A lot of these companies that sell this wouldn't say yet how many policies have been sold or how many claims have been filed. Some of them say that they expect cyberbullying insurance to become a part of insurance offerings from every major insurance company eventually. However, it's still a very new and early sort of category. One study showed that only about 10% of U.S. consumers who own internet-connected devices have insurance to help them recover from a cyber attack. And that could be any kind of cyber attack, not necessarily bullying. And 74% of people in that survey said that they're unwilling to pay more for cyber risk coverage.
So it seems like a little bit of a mix. There's some skeptics out there, and then maybe also just some people who are unaware that this is an option for them.
Absolutely. I think it hasn't become clear yet to many people that A, this exists, or B, that it's something they should pay more for.
What about the people who do the bullying? How are the insurance companies thinking about them?
Yeah, those who are actually doing the bullying, they might be covered. For example, if they get sued, if there's some legal expenses that their family incurs, that could be covered by the parent's homeowner's insurance or their umbrella policy if they have one. Sometimes those policies include personal injury protection, and that could cover a parent's legal expenses if they're held liable for their child's actions. But you have to really check with your agent to really understand what your policy covers.
So just like our health insurance providers would prefer we eat right, exercise, take all the steps to avoid getting sick, I'm sure the providers of cyberbullying insurance would prefer their customers never need to use their policies. So what are some of the steps that people can take to avoid cyberbullying in the first place, or maybe mitigate some of the damage if they are being targeted?
Yeah, I think the first step is really to have ongoing discussions with, you know, your children about being good digital citizens. And by that, I mean, you know, acting the same way online that you would act in person, being respectful, not making rude comments, not engaging in the type of bullying behavior that has become unacceptable in real life situations. That can, you know, kind of nip that in the bud right there. But if your child experiences online bullying, there are some steps you can also take, including looking at the policies, terms of service of various social media and gaming platforms to understand what is considered unacceptable behavior on that particular platform and how to report it. And there are also some structural things you can do. Oftentimes, kids will share passwords to their accounts for a variety of reasons, you know, with their friends. And experts say never share your password. In addition to not sharing your password, parents can use a password manager to keep track of their children's passwords to all of their accounts. That way they can access the kids' accounts if they need to. And the password managers can also help generate strong passwords that make it more difficult for a social media or online gaming account to be hacked. And then finally, keep your technology up to date. You know, we're always getting these notifications to run updates on our phones. And those are really important because those software updates include security patches that are important to keeping hackers out.
That seems like some really great advice. We'll have to leave it there. That's our columnist, Julie Jargon. Thanks for joining us, Julie.
Thank you for having me.
And that's all for today's Tech News Briefing. You can always find more tech stories on our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review us. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.